Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
We're coming back to the Middle East discussion to understand how this is all going to impact a lot of the battles going on in our nation's capital. And as I was trying to make sense of all of this and try to get past the headlines, connect the dots, this morning I turned to a place I always turn first thing in the morning. It's the early 202 newsletter from the Washington Post. And, of course, Theo Meyer is a national political reporter and co-author of the early 202. It's where I often start my morning. It's where you should start your morning. And some great insight in terms of how what has taken place over the weekend with Iran firing all that weaponry into Israel. And, of course, the alliance coming together to knock all those down or get them off course. And now we're to the now what? What comes next in the conversation? And really pleased to have Theo back on the show. And give us your sense in terms of what this looks like in our nation's capital as we return. We've got Speaker Mike Johnson, who's got all kinds of challenges inside of his conference and across the planet. Now he's got some new dynamics in there, not just with Ukraine, but now Israel.
Glad to be with you. Yes, you're right. I think this amps up the pressure on Johnson a little bit. We were already expecting Johnson to move forward with some sort of Ukraine aid package this week. What exact form that would take remains unclear. But I think on the Israel side, this attack has, heightened the desire by at least some Republicans in the House to move forward with an Israel aid package sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and so as you look at that, and you noted this in the 202 this morning, that there was a call with President Biden, Speaker Johnson, Majority Leader Schumer, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, all kind of navigating their way through that. And kind of walk us through, some are just saying, hey, pick up the Senate's $95 billion with Ukraine, Israel, Gaza humanitarian, and Taiwan. Some are saying standalone Israel. I see the White House is now starting to say, no, don't go there. What's your sense with kind of the competing angles and ways that this might be brought to the floor of the House?
Well, Democrats and Republicans have been battling over this for months, all the way back. For 6 months, since October, when President Biden first requested this aid package that included money for Ukraine, money for Israel, some money for Taiwan as well, and humanitarian relief for Gaza. The Senate, as you might remember, battled for months over this. They tried to attach border security measures to it that ultimately failed in the Senate. Passed a bill that looked like what Biden had originally requested. So now the House has to decide, do they just pass the Senate bill, which a lot of Republicans are very against because they do not want to aid Ukraine, and also perhaps because the House is often loath to just pick up what the Senate has passed and pass it themselves.
Right.
Or do they, try to create their own version of the legislation? Or do they do nothing or just try to move an Israel bill on its own?
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And you're so right. The House just doesn't like to pick up things that were done in the Senate and pass them. That doesn't seem to be the way they have ever responded under whether it's Republicans or Democrats in charge. But as you look at that and as you look at the dynamics and what Speaker Mike Johnson is facing, does this give him an interesting lane to navigate? Because clearly there was a letter this morning from 75 or 100 members of the House, Democrats and Republicans, saying, hey, pick up the Senate bill and go. Does this give him a space to say, look, there's enough international conflict. We just need to get this done, knowing that or hoping, I guess, that the Democrats would pick up anything by Marjorie Taylor Greene in terms of vacating the chair?
Well, so support for the Senate bill or, something relatively like the Senate bill probably has the support of almost all Democrats, except for, maybe two dozen or so, maybe fewer, who are so concerned about Israel aid that they would vote against such a bill rather than sending more military aid to Israel. And probably roughly half of House Republicans remain supportive of an approach like that. So that is probably enough to pass something under suspension, which requires two-thirds of lawmakers to pass. But there's all sorts of things that you don't have to do. You don't have to pass a rule, and you get around a bunch of procedural stuff that way.
Okay.
So that is one route that Johnson could go. But it would make the other half of House Republicans really mad at him.
Right, which I think is going to be his job for as long as he's in that job, is deciding and picking who he wants to be mad at him at any given moment. I think that's part of the gig these days, it seems like. All right, Theo Meyer, national political reporter for The Washington Post, co-author of the Early 202 newsletter. Theo, thanks so much for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
All right, and that's Theo Meyer, national political reporter for The Washington Post. And I think it's interesting, as we watch all of this play out, there are so many unique dynamics coming into this, and I actually think it could be an interesting opportunity for Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to act and to have some confidence that he can act to get this aid package done that would benefit Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and some humanitarian relief into Gaza. And that I think he would have enough Democrats that would back him if Marjorie Taylor Greene decided to pull the trigger on vacating the chair. In other words, creating a new speaker battle. I think it actually could serve the Speaker of the House well to engage there. Now, really interesting, things are changing so fast. So the White House has come out and said to the House, do not send us an Israel-only aid package. So that's coming from the White House. Meanwhile, the Freedom Caucus has also put out a statement saying that they do not want this to be an excuse, that what has taken place in Israel to be an excuse for passing Ukraine funding without real debate. And so I think that, again, interesting coming from the different flanks of the different parties to see what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do, where they want to stand their ground, where they want to make a political point. And hopefully in all of that, we have enough people who get to the principle and policy question of what is in the best interest of the United States and what is in the best interest of our allies, in particular Ukraine and Israel. And what does that mean in those areas? What does it mean as it relates to Vladimir Putin and to China and to North Korea? Because they're all interconnected with Iran. So there's a lot of messages that are being sent, and not just those that are on the headlines today. It's a lot of the underneath stuff where the real conversations are going, where the real diplomatic dances are being had. And so we're going to watch this very closely as we see what Speaker of the House Mike Johnson decides to do. I think this will be a definitive moment in his time in the Speaker's chair with the Speaker's gavel. How he, not only what he does, but how he does it, I think is going to have a big impact. And this is a moment where he may lead, and he may lead in a way that surprises people in terms of how he goes about his work. And I think he is one. We had him on the program last week. And he is one who I think makes the decision, and he doesn't have his finger in the wind, and he's not just going to poll test something. And he is someone who deeply appreciates the institution of Congress and recognizes the need for us to rebuild some trust and confidence in Congress. And this may be one of those moments. So we're going to watch this very close. And, of course, KSL News Radio's got you covered as everything continues to transpire in the Middle East, as well as continues to unfold in Ukraine and other parts around the world. And all of this, of course, impacts us right back here at home. All right, we'll step aside for some bottom-of-the-hour news. Don't go anywhere. More Inside Sources coming up next. Stick around.